The state is trying to clean up the big game guiding industry in Alaska. The Department of Natural Resources has proposed a program that would limit the number of guides allowed to work on state-managed lands. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Things are not well in the big game guiding business in Alaska. Hundreds of guides, both licensed and unlicensed, operate pretty much unregulated on about 100 million acres of land under state jurisdiction. The DNR's Clark Cox says the proposed program out for public comment right now is aimed at fixing major problems in the industry.
Too many guides work in the same areas, overcrowding, competition for the game, lack of resources.
The situation has developed since 1988 when the Supreme Court struck down a state system that used to grant a limited number of guides exclusive geographic areas to work. The court found it unconstitutional in what's known as the Osaichik decision. Cox says it essentially opened up big game guiding to anyone.
It's kind of been get your guide license and come get a permit from one of the landowners and head out there and do your guiding. And there's kind of been no limits. And so folks can just kind of go wherever they wanted. And in a lot of guide use areas, there's 20, 30, 40 people registered to work those areas annually. So it just puts a lot of pressure on small areas.
The number of state-licensed guides has swelled to over 600. The state has made the test for becoming a guide tougher, but guides still operate wherever they want. Cox says the DNR's proposed system would create concession areas and limit the number of guides who can work them. He says the state has taken into account problems with the old system struck down by the court in developing the new one.
We've looked at those, and I think we've got those pretty well addressed with the new program being very competitive, making sure that the state receives a fair return for the program paid for by the industry. There is a set term for these concession contracts, and they're not going to be renewable or transferable or saleable.
Cox says an application fee, a bid system for coveted guiding areas, and a per-client charge will pay for the system. The DNR used successful guide regulations implemented by federal agencies as models for the proposed system. They're taking input from the state's Big Game Commercial Services Board, individual guides, and trade organizations like the Alaska Professional Hunting Association. APHA Director Bob Fifth says the new system is needed, but it will change the guiding business in Alaska.
This may reduce a number of guides that are operating on state lands, but our wildlife resources and our social atmosphere and our industry stewardship, the consumer protection aspects are all calling for a reduction in that level of effort. And as Alaskans, we have to respect all those things.
Fithian says his organization's goal is to ensure the guiding industry is sustainable, and the system being developed by the DNR will do that. One key issue being debated is what criteria to use to select guides to work a limited number of state hunting areas. Fithian says the selection criteria should emphasize proper values and ethics.
The person's consideration for wildlife conservation and land and water conservation in the area that he's operating in, so that a person who's been actively trying to do a good job or a new person that has a vision of doing a good job would have a good chance of receiving these areas.
Longtime Healy-based guide Coke Wallace says many in the industry are far from ethical. He cites a recent past case where a guide poisoned wolves and many others where guides have ripped off clients.
There are guys in my industry that specialize on never intending to take you on a hunt. They take your money. The day comes and goes when you're supposed to meet them at the Fairbanks International Airport or whatever, and they just don't show up.
Wallace is glad there's movement to clean things up, but he doesn't believe the DNR can follow through. He says the agency has been ineffective in clamping down on illegal and unethical guide operations since it took over management 20 years ago.
The 17 years I've been dealing with them, I've been met with nothing but complacency and apathy towards enforcing their own rules about using the land commercially.
Wallace wants the state to fight the Supreme Court ruling that struck down the old exclusive guide area program and the state's Big Game Commercial Services Board re-empowered to monitor guides. He also thinks there should be a 10-year moratorium on the licensing of new guides to thin out their ranks. The DNR is taking public comment on its proposed system for revamping big game guiding through January 21st. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.